DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A heat advisory begins at noon today and continues until 9 p.m. tomorrow night. High of 96 this afternoon under mainly sunny skies. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 76. Tonight, mainly clear skies and quiet. Daytime highs approaching 99. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 86.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A shipment agreement designed to free millions of tons of grain sitting in Ukraine's Black Sea ports should be signed today in Istanbul, that according to a spokesperson for the Turkish president. They said the grain export agreement, critically important for global food security, will be signed under the auspices of the president and UN Secretary General, together with Ukrainian and Russian delegations. No more details were provided at this time. More than 200 million tons of grain estimated to be blocked at Ukrainian ports. The UN says that the president will be in Istanbul as part of the effort to ensure. The UN said the general will be in Istanbul as part of the efforts to ensure full global access to Ukraine's food products and Russian food and fertilizer. ADM making technology available to its 55,000 growers, allowing them to report on and demonstrate their adaptation to regenerative ag practices like cover crops and reduced tillage. The gradable platform from the Farmers Business Network will enable farmers to identify areas where they can increase profitability in their operations, including measuring, reporting, and verification capabilities to allow them to participate in regenerative agriculture programs and new markets for low-carbon grain, they say. The platform lays the groundwork for increased farmer participation in the new sustainable marketplace, allowing them to seamlessly collect and calculate verifiable production data, including carbon scores, and empowering them to monetize the downstream benefits to the market, according to those two groups. And the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee approved a bill to reverse the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals 2015 Cottonwood decision that requires the Forest Service to review its forest management plans whenever a species is listed as threatened or endangered. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It doesn't matter if it cuts a wide or narrow path. If your farm is in that path, a hail or windstorm will damage two things, your crop and your bottom line, in a matter of minutes. With already tight margins, take the stress out of seeing those clouds roll in and that thunder rumbling by adding Crop Hail to your coverage now. Crop Hail is a very affordable and simple way to extend your risk protection plan. The rates are great this year, so call Tammy at Alliance Insurance today, 785-562-2393, to quote hail, wind, and extra harvest expense. And thank you, farmers, for all you do.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Just weeks away from the primary election, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly is positioning herself for the general election. Kelly launched Prosperity on the Plains, a statewide economic development tour on Thursday. The tour focuses on small businesses, springboarding off of the state's recent Panasonic deal. Kelly is expected to face off with Republican frontrunner Attorney General Derek Schmidt in November. But first, the state's big abortion vote is just around the corner. Kansas will be the first state to vote on abortion rights after the fall of Roe versus Wade. A Utah man has been sentenced to pay $95,000 in restitution for violating Kansas securities laws. Dean Lauren Kasut, 53, of Alpine, Utah, was sentenced Wednesday by a Miami County District Court judge to 24 months of probation in addition to $95,000 in restitution for his conviction on two counts of securities fraud. Kasut agreed to pay the full amount of restitution at the time of the sentencing. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Just after 5:30 p.m. Thursday, police responded to the 8400 block of Carter in Overland Park in reference to two victims struck by gunfire. That's according to a media release. The two victims, a boy and a girl in their late teens, were transported to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. If you have any information regarding this incident, please call the TIPS hotline at 816-474-TIPS. The Liberal Police Department is searching for a man who is wanted on suspicion of first-degree murder. Police say just before midnight on July 19th, officers were dispatched to the 1100 block of South Grant Street after reports of a man who had been shot. When first responders arrived, they found a 30-year-old man who had been shot in the chest. The man later died of his injuries. Police learned that 28-year-old Ricardo Viveros Magana is the suspect in the case. Anyone with information about this case is asked to contact the Liberal Police Department at 620-626-0141. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Officers responded to an out-of-control male in Scotts Bluff. An apartment resident advised that a male came into the apartment and began throwing items around and was yelling. Upon arrival, the man was in the closet hiding in the home. He was identified as 42-year-old Jesus Hernandez of Scotts Bluff. Court documents state that Hernandez was tensing up and refusing to move his arms once he was handcuffed. He proceeded to fall to the ground and was refusing to get up or cooperate. And during the altercation, Hernandez kicked the officer in the leg multiple times, as well as spit in his face. He was arrested for assault of an officer and assault with bodily fluid against a public safety officer. A mountain lion was confirmed by the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission through video footage captured Wednesday at Lincoln's Air Park neighborhood. The video recorded shows a mountain lion trotting through a neighborhood around 4 a.m. Due to their secretive nature, mountain lions typically flee and rarely interact with humans. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A federal grand jury in Topeka returned an indictment charging a Washington County, Kansas man with one count of criminal conversion, one count of forgery of U.S. obligations or securities, and one count of false statement to a federally insured bank. According to court documents, Blaine Shirley, age 26, of Barnes, operator of Double S Cattle Company, is accused of allegedly selling approximately 400 head of cattle valued at more than $400,000 without authorization from the Farm Service Agency, although FSA guidelines prohibit sale of collateral in which the federal government agency has security interest without prior approval. Blaine Shirley is also accused of allegedly attempting to deposit a $13,452 check into his bank account that was issued to him and FSA, despite the check not being endorsed by FSA. A grand jury additionally indicted Shirley for allegedly failing to report his debt obligations. The defendant is scheduled for initial court appearance July 21st. Marysville Area Community Theater will present the classic Wizard of Oz Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in the Marysville High School Auditorium. Director Carla Wolf.
I have shows on Friday night and Saturday night at 7:30 and Sunday at 2 o'clock. Tickets are available at the door. Tickets are $10 for adults, $9 for senior citizens, and $5 for students.
This will mark the 40th annual summer performance for the Marysville Area Community Theater. Carla Wolf is among a handful of original organizers that have been involved with the theater group and joins us on our public affairs program, hearing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY, talking more about this weekend's production and past efforts of the Marysville Area Community Theater.
Well, MX started in the spring of 1983. The drama teacher that was here at the high school at that time, her name was Julie Hagemeyer, and she put an ad in the newspaper to see if there were people interested in starting a community theater. They decided that they were going to do Oklahoma that next summer. We did Oklahoma the first week of August. This is our 39th musical production. It would have been 40, except that we didn't do one in 2020.
The annual Washington County Fair is in full swing. We'll continue the 4-H pre-fair interviews that we recorded with the kids throughout the day Friday on KNDY. And we'll have fair results with the 4-H ambassadors this afternoon beginning in the 3 o'clock hour, as well as live reports continuing from the Washington County Fair with the Dairy Cattle and Dairy Goat Show, Poultry Show scheduled today, the Livestock Judging Contest. Carnival games and inflatables will be featured on the grounds Friday and Saturday evenings beginning at 7. The annual livestock auction is tonight at 7, with the dueling pianos on the tennis courts beginning at 8:30. Saturday, the Barnyard Olympics begin at 1. They'll have the Moto Rodeo again this year. Fair Parade is just one parade this year, Saturday evening beginning at 6 downtown, followed by the Watermelon Feed, Pedal Pull, and Luke Christensen in concert at 9 p.m. Saturday evening.
I look forward to seeing everyone out at the fair here at Washington County, July 19th through the 23rd. I'm looking to see everyone from in the past and maybe a few new faces here for the upcoming year. For Friday with the Carnival Games, sponsored by the Fair Board, a new thing we're going to be implementing this year would be the armband. A little bit more easier for our participants and our volunteers who help put that on. We can purchase armband there at the fair office and on the fairgrounds. We have no pre-purchasing. Friday evening, starting at 7, our livestock sale with that. And then after the livestock sale, it's always a true favorite of the fair. We've having them in the past, but we're going to bring them back, is the dueling pianos. So dueling pianos will be from 8:30 until however long they want to play.
To prepare for the upcoming FSA County Committee election, the Marshall County Farm Service Agency will host a public informational meeting Monday afternoon in Marysville that will focus on the elected county committee and election process. This year, county committee nominations and elections will be held in the local administrative area 1, which includes Herkimer, Okito, Balderson, Logan, Marysville, and Franklin townships. Tracy Wassenberg of Home City currently holds the position and is running for re-election. County committees are unique to FSA and allow producers to have a voice on federal farm program implementation at the local level. The public meeting is planned Monday, July 25th, 2 until 3 p.m. at the Marysville City Hall Meeting Room. No RSVPs are required. Participants welcome to come and go. Those with questions about meetings should contact the Farm Service Agency office at 562-5343 for further details. James Jim L. Swim, Sr., age 91 of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service next Friday, July 29th, 10 a.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation next Thursday, July 28th, 10 to 9. Family will greet friends 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jim Swim, Sr. Peggy M. Anderson, age 85, of Waterville, passed away Tuesday. Celebration of life service is planned Saturday, August 6th at noon at the Waterville Community Center. Private interment at a later date. Christy Andrews, funeral home in charge of arrangements for Peggy Anderson.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Follow the Yellow Brick Road to Marysville High School Auditorium on July 22nd, 23rd, or 24th for the performance of The Wizard of Oz. Watch as the Marysville Area Community Theater brings the most beloved tale of all time to life on stage. Follow Dorothy and her three friends on an epic adventure in the clever retelling of this classic story. Tickets at the door are $10 for adults, $9 for seniors, and $5 for students. See The Wizard of Oz Summer Musical, Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A heat advisory will be in effect from early this afternoon until late Saturday evening. Staying sunny today with a slight chance for some rain showers throughout the region. With our highs in the mid to upper 90s throughout Iowa, the upper 90s throughout Nebraska, the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout Kansas, and the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout Missouri. Mostly clear overnight tonight, staying very mild with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Iowa, the upper 60s and mid 70s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 70s throughout Kansas, and the mid 70s throughout Missouri. Warming up throughout Saturday, a slight chance for some rain showers, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout Iowa, the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout Nebraska, the lower 100s throughout Kansas, and the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout Missouri. And there will be a chance for some showers throughout Saturday night and Sunday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late July 91, record high on this date 109. The average low 70 and the record low 52. Sunset this evening 8:48, sunrise in the morning at 6:19.
Fresh sweet corn is back in season. We will share some tips on finding the best ears from that roadside stand on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, July 22nd, the 203rd day of the year. Singer and actress Selena Gomez has a birthday, and Romanian gymnast Nadia Comăneci became the first Olympic athlete to score a perfect 10. Roadside sweet corn stands are back, and there were few summer treats better than corn fresh from the field. Here's a few tips for choosing the best ears. Freshness is the key as corn begins to lose sugar and moisture content soon after picking. Look for ears with bright green husks, silks that are light brown at the end, and a whitish or yellow color at the stalk end. Piercing a kernel with your thumb should yield a milky juice. Once exposed to air, the sugars begin converting to starch, so leave the husks on until just before cooking. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Looking for grilling and roasting tips? Visit us at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else, shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
It is back. Stop in and cool off with a free 32-ounce fountain drink every Friday when you buy 8 or more gallons of fuel exclusively at CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The 2022 Good Water Ski National Championship, the world's largest seven-day water skiing tournament, is taking place from August 7th to 13th at Mystic Lake Ski Club in Mays. World record-holding water skiers from all over will be in attendance. Amateur skiers will be competing for national titles in slalom, tricks, jumping, and overall in respective age divisions and women's and men's open divisions. The 2022 Good Water Ski National Championships are free to the public. KU football defensive lineman Sam Burt was one of 114 nominees for the 2022 All-State AFCA Good Works Team, as announced on Thursday. The Abilene, Kansas native has played in 45 career games for the Jayhawks, starting in 9, and KU says he is also heavily involved in the Lawrence community. And the super senior is a 3-time academic All-Big 12 First Team honoree. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buyout, a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
A former employee of the Kansas City Royals Urban Youth Academy is suing the team for racial discrimination and a hostile environment. But the team says the allegations are, quote, without merit. According to court documents, Cletus Ross says he was subject to a hostile environment and subsequently fired from his position because of his race. The Royals responded on Wednesday in a statement saying the Urban Youth Academy does not discriminate on the basis of race, color, disability, gender, religion, age, or sexual orientation. No court date has been set in the case. Jim Lynch, a Pro Bowl linebacker who played all 11 NFL seasons with the Chiefs and was a starter on the Super Bowl IV championship team, has died. He was 76. Lynch was part of the greatest linebacking corps in NFL history, alongside Pro Football Hall of Famers Willie Lanier and Bobby Bell. Lynch joined them in the Chiefs Hall of Fame. Lynch was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1992. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Landall Company is hiring assemblers, welders, fabrication, and painters at both the Marysville and Waterville locations. Landall Company offers stable employment, excellent wages and a benefit package, and growth opportunities. $500 to $1,000 hiring bonuses, plus their newest benefit, fuel allowance. Apply online or learn more at Landall.com or phone 562-5381. Landall Company, an equal opportunity employer, welcoming vets and those with disability.
Personal care and service are hallmarks of doing business with RX Drug in Marysville. As a locally owned and operated Health Mart pharmacy, you're assured the one-on-one attention and guidance that they deliver every day. It's convenient, fast, and friendly when you count on RX. Front door parking, easy access, and if need be, they can bring your prescription out or deliver. Friendly, personal service, it's how they've always done business at RX Drug, downtown Marysville.
When I looked for a home improvement loan, I knew there were lots of options, but the choice turned out to be simple. I did my homework, then I went to the home of the home improvement loan.
If you want the best service and competitive rates from an experienced quality lender, your decision just got a lot easier. Come talk to us about your home improvement loan. We're an equal housing lender. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Brighten your summer garden with the long-lasting blooms of Prairie Coneflower. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Native from Ontario to South Dakota, south to Oklahoma, Louisiana, and east to Florida, they're hardy in zones 3 to 9. This makes them a pretty option for most gardeners. Prairie Coneflower is also known as gray-headed coneflower and botanically as Retibida pinnata. The downward-pointing bright yellow petals and gray cone-shaped center make it easy to see why these were once grouped with rudbeckias. Crush the cone, and you'll get a whiff of anise. Prairie cone flowers grow 3 to 4 feet tall but are rather narrow, so plant them in mass for the greatest impact. They combine nicely with other perennials and also work well in meadow and natural plantings. Then watch for the butterflies that come to visit collecting nectar from the flowers and birds munching on the seeds. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Life inside a POW camp in Germany was a struggle for survival. Yet inside the barbed wire and the horrific experiences Cy Brenner encountered, there was hope. He was part of an effort to pass secret messages to underground agents working to help the Allies behind enemy lines. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
During World War II, the BBC sometimes broadcast messages that made no sense to the average listener. They were actually secret codes intended for undercover agents and the French underground. Cy Brenner was an American medic held in a prisoner of war camp. He was one of the men secreted out of the camp to a nearby home to receive such messages. He remembers his first encounter with a lady he later learned was probably the wife of a German officer who was sympathetic to the Allies.
She says, "The next message is for you. Remember that." And I remember the messages were ridiculous. Mary had a little lamb, his fleece was green as grass, stupid things like that. But I remember the first message was the circus is coming to town.
The message made no sense to Cy. However, the lady told him how he was to pass along the words.
When a new prisoner comes in and he's wounded and you're taking care of him, and he says he's from Shamokin, you tell him you're from Kokomo, and that's your name, Kokomo.
And once that exchange had taken place, Cy would deliver the nonsensical message he'd been given.
I kept going back to this woman's house, known as the lady, every so often, and I took care of the wounded men the best I could.
Two guards were actually helping Cy leave the camp to get those messages. By April of 1945, what he was hearing and seeing told him the end of the war was near.
From the news that was coming over, and about 3 days before we were liberated, the guards disappeared.
Cy shared his story with many before his passing, and I was grateful for the time he spent with me for the interview for this show. Traveling the countryside in San Diego, California, I'm Andrew McCray.
A barn in Wisconsin that was home to a herd of dairy cows has been transformed into a toy train museum. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Buck Guthrie shares his passion as he's living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Buck Guthrie has been collecting toy trains practically forever. Since he was 5 years old, he knew that someday he would have his very own toy train museum. Fast forward a few decades, he's still collecting trains and has turned his dream into a reality. Buck and his wife Jan restored an old dairy barn on the family farm in Argyle, Wisconsin. He turned it into his beloved toy train museum where he could share his love of the railroad with the public.
There's all different sizes and scales. Usually a collector collects one kind, like an old gauge Lionel or an American Flyer, or they collect HO. But I'm building a museum, so I just collected everything, and you'll see everything here. The layouts inside this barn are awesome because I used all different sizes and scales of the trains.
The collection is also part of railroad history. He has some trains that date back to the Civil War. Metal was scarce during World War II, so manufacturers would make toy trains out of soup cans. He says it's interesting to look inside a train car and see Campbell's soup stamped inside. The variety of trains is amazing, but Buck says he really enjoys creating the animated layouts. He uses appliances and spare parts to make every scene come alive.
There's a chicken rotisserie hangs on the ceiling, which makes the airplanes fly around at the airport. There's a MedFlight helicopter coming off the hospital. Cars are driving down the streets. There's a house on fire with real water coming out of the fire truck. There's a home there with a pool party going on.
During the summer, you can ride a train around their property. Learn more about the Toy Train Barn at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at CambridgePlaceSeniorCare.com.
Some overdue recognition for alfalfa today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Connect your entire farm with Ag Leader. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. It's one of the largest crops in the United States, yet you seldom hear anything about alfalfa. Dan Wiersma heads the National Alfalfa and Forage Alliance.
Alfalfa provides a large number of ecosystem benefits, things like carbon sequestration potential. It helps improve soil structure. It provides nitrogen to the growing crop as well as nitrogen to the subsequent crops. It's great in terms of reducing soil erosion and nutrient leaching. And finally, increases our soil microbial diversity, enhancing soil health overall.
Wiersma says the annual alfalfa crop is worth more than $11 billion.
Alfalfa is a really important crop from a total dollar and cent standpoint contribution to U.S. agriculture, but it's really underfunded in terms of its support.
Wiersma suggests that needs to change.
Let's invest in research. Let's enhance our insurance programs. Let's develop systems for disaster assistance. And in doing that, we think we can provide a better safety net for alfalfa than what we have today.
Recent research projects with alfalfa are looking into ways it can be used to feed fish and even people. Yum. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hi, John Unger here. I'm running for District 1 County Commissioner. I worked for the public to represent the needs of rural communities and agricultural lands my entire career and would like to continue working for the county I call home. It would be an honor to represent you, the residents of Marshall County. I'd appreciate your vote August 2nd to be your County Commissioner.
Paid for by John L. Unger for County Commissioner, Kathy Unger, Treasurer.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With three finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. All pork producers experience other countries and cultures firsthand during their international trips, focused on the pork industry's international market development strategy. And it's also important opportunities for real-world input on U.S. pork overall. Their in-market presence brings an awareness of the U.S. pork's sustainability commitment, along with their other key priorities for the industry. And the National Pork Board's Vice President of International Market Development, Courtney Knupp, says these trips showcase the entirety of the value chain.
to not only best position U.S. pork for their import needs, to differentiate U.S. pork from pork of other origins, and to get their feedback on how we can do a better job to improve our strategy and our tactics for either ease of doing business, information they'd like to see on brand attributes such as sustainability.
Industry involvement may include Pork Leadership Institute, which includes an international trip.
One of the components of that year-long program is an international component. We're actually looking to take that group this year to Mexico City the first week of November. And I remember that was my first trip abroad, and I'm very excited for these producers to see such a high-value market where U.S. pork is just top-notch for their imported needs.
She goes on to say that there are multiple ways a pork producer can get involved in the international trips.
Many states have international objectives and two trade missions and have individual investments with partners such as U.S. Meat Export Federation. The National Pork Board certainly does. We have a task force, we have board, we utilize our past presidents, and we always have our eye on up-and-coming leaders because this is such an important part of the portfolio and how we use checkoff dollars.
The checkoff has put together an international market development strategy to help build confidence in U.S. pork in a diverse global protein market that continues to grow. You can learn more online at porkcheckoff.org. They begin with Courtney Knupp with the National Pork Board. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
New help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text internet to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
The heat of summer is upon us. At Yoder Meats, we think a great way to beat the heat is outdoor cooking. We've got everything you need to do it upright, so stop by your favorite Yoder Meats location this week and get the brats, burgers, steaks, ribs, and all the other meat you need. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Follow us on Facebook for the latest information and specials. Taste the old-fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and 3 locations in Wichita.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. American farmers struggling with the high cost of fertilizer got some good news from the International Trade Commission on proposed UAN tariffs. Chad Smith with more.
The U.S. International Trade Commission unanimously voted to reject anti-dumping and countervailing duties on imports of urea ammonium nitrate, or UAN, from Russia and Trinidad and Tobago. Dave Salmonson, Senior Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the case before the ITC started a year ago.
This case was brought by CF Industries about a year ago in a petition to the ITC to impose duties because they said that there was dumping and unfair subsidies being placed on these fertilizer exports that was hurting their business. But the International Trade Commission, a couple of hearings, lots of evidence from both sides, decided that these duties should not be imposed.
This decision means that American farmers won't have to pay additional costs on fertilizer from those countries.
The effect of having these duties on those companies in those countries, they wouldn't export to the U.S. Those would be imposed since they couldn't sell it at a competitive price. Those companies wouldn't export to the U.S. and it would allow, of course, domestic manufacturers to have their prices higher. What this will mean going forward is at least you won't have this additional cost placed on what are already higher fertilizer prices for UAN.
Salmonson talks about what's next for the U.S. fertilizer industry.
We should start seeing some more product come into the U.S. from Russia and Trinidad Tobago, and that should have an impact on prices. About 80% of all of our UAN imports were coming from those two countries. So we definitely, over time now, should start to see some more product move from overseas into the U.S. market now that they're not having the threat of these import duties placed on them.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Althea urges farmers and ranchers to make sure livestock has plenty of shade, extra water, and feed during the blistering heat of summer. Heat stress can affect you as well, so take frequent breaks or plan outside work for early morning or late evening hours. From Alfea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing.
If there's a pesky spot in the field that doesn't drain well, it might be a prairie pothole. Here's what to do about it on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Of the upper Midwest is pockmarked with prairie potholes thanks to glaciers that scraped out the area centuries ago. The potholes fill with snowmelt and rain. Some will eventually drain, but some don't, which has detrimental effects on both early and late crops in a farm field. Research has shown that farmed prairie potholes lose money more often than they make a profit. Amy Kalita is an agriculture and biosystems engineering professor at Iowa State University who is studying prairie potholes. She says if you have problems with them, think about things you can do that will improve the infiltration and water-holding capacity of the soil.
Switching to more conservative tillage or to a no-till situation, that's going to improve the drainage of the whole field so that you don't have as much runoff coming into the pothole. Another thing that we might think about is adding subsurface drainage, but the potholes that we've been studying have illustrated that subsurface drainage helps, but it doesn't reduce all of the problems related to trying to grow a crop in a pothole.
Another option is to simply wave the white flag and retire the pothole.
In some places, we've seen if the conditions are right, enrolling them in the CRP program. And other people have just said, this area is a nuisance and it's interfering with the rest of my operation, so I'm just not going to plant there. And they're just doing it in grass on their own. That's particularly easy to do if the pothole happens to be sort of closer to the edge of the field, and it's really easy to just kind of cut that area out of production.
I'm Jody Hankey. Learn more about farming prairie potholes at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Friday today. We started off kind of mixed on the board overall for the grains. We're seeing things mostly lower right now, at least at the corn market, after starting off strong there. Wheat was down right now as well. Soybeans a little bit higher on the day. Livestock market, they started off high, and they're still seeing a lot of green numbers on the board. We'll see how we get to the close here in just a little bit. In the corn market, pretty consistent throughout the day today. September corn's up 7 cents at 568 3/4. The December down by 4 1/4 to 569 1/4. Kansas City wheat right now, they took a big hit about an hour or so ago. September KC wheat's down 40 1/2 cents to 820 3/4. The December down as well, 40 1/4 to 827 1/2. And the soybean market, on the other hand, a little bit green hill here, still lingering. We'll see if they can maintain. August soybeans up 14 1/2 cents to 14.33 even. September's up 10 3/4 cents to 13.27 1/3. In the meal market, August soybean meal down $1.80 at $4.32.60, and the oil in the green at $1.62 at $60.22. In the cotton market today, they've been pretty consistent as well, a little bit lower, with October down 35 cents at 99 and a quarter, December down $1.25 to 90 and 35 cents. And the oats market has some red here, with September oats down 13 and a half cents to 4.60 even a bushel. Real quick in the livestock market, as we mentioned, mostly higher numbers here overall. August live cattle up $1.50 to $137.22. Feeder cattle for August up $3.27 at $181.52. And the lean hogs for August up $2.20, sitting at $118.50. U.S. dollar index today, a little bit of red here for a Friday. September index down by 48 cents at 106.31. We have 30-year bonds slightly higher right now, up about 1.25 to 142.80. And 10-year notes up a point at 120 even. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of...
While finding bats in the home may pose risks and serve as a nuisance to homeowners, bats do provide a benefit that many may not know about. K-State Wildlife Extension Specialist Drew Ricketts explains how these insectivorous creatures can benefit agricultural landowners in an unexpected way.
Ecosystem services can relate back to lots of different things, but when we're talking about a critter providing an ecosystem service, it's basically something that the critter does naturally that we would pay for if we had to do it ourselves. And so when we think about the ecosystem services that are provided by bats, they are eating species of insects that are also crop pests and vectors of human diseases and those sorts of things.
Drew provides listeners with information regarding some of the latest studies that show these benefits that bats actually can contribute.
One of the most notable studies that's a little bit older was published in the journal Science in 2011, and that study focused on trying to quantify the ecosystem services provided by Brazilian free-tailed bats, which nest in very large colonies, and they were looking at this in Texas, and they estimated that these Brazilian free-tailed bats provided about $74 per acre of cropland in pest species reduction. And that may be an overestimate, but even when we look at the most conservative estimates across the United States, they estimate that bats provide at least $4 billion annually in ecosystem services. And again, that's the crop pests that these species are consuming at night when birds and other things aren't available to consume those pest species. The big brown bat and the little brown bat are the two species that are most commonly going to be found in structures. And a brand new study published this year looked at through fecal DNA. So they took DNA from the feces that are deposited at the roost of these different bat species and identified the species of prey that they were preying on. And they detected over 650 different species that those bats were preying on. And 160 of those were known agricultural pests or disease vectors.
He goes on to explain that the impacts are potentially larger than people might think.
So the little brown bat, earlier in the season, they're preying more on mosquitoes and flies that can be a pest species than the big brown bat are. And then later in the season, those species show up in the big brown bat diet. The other thing that's interesting about those two species is that 30% of the diet of the big brown bat in this study was found to be crop pests. Some of the notable species were corn rootworm, black cutworm, and a species of armyworm. So these are all species that producers in Kansas are thinking about probably relative to crop production.
With information regarding the ecological benefit that bats can provide agricultural land, that was K-State.
KNDY.
original classic country stations in America and still going strong. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.